This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Today in Arlington, officials broke ground on a project that General Motors says will help it build SUVs more efficiently across the highway. A new supplier park is being built for the companies that make parts for the SUVs built at the GM assembly plant. As KERA's Christopher Connolly reports, the supplier park will replace a defunct mall in the middle of Arlington.
Heaping piles of concrete and metal are all that's left of the old Six Flags Mall. Big earth-moving machines are hauling away the rubble so that new construction can begin on the two giant buildings that'll make up the new supplier park. Right now, GM makes its biggest SUVs in Arlington, but it gets parts for those vehicles from all over the place. When the supplier park is built, companies can manufacture and warehouse components within view of the factory. Steve Miller runs International Automotive Components, which will be the main tenant of the 1.2 million square foot development. He listed off all kinds of pieces that his company supplies to GM.
The instrument panel, the complete cockpit, the center console, door panels, overhead systems, and flooring and acoustics. Essentially the entire vehicle interior. And that will be manufactured here.
The new development is expected to add about 850 new jobs to Arlington. Most of those will be transferred from Mexico or elsewhere outside the U.S., according to General Motors. The carmaker currently employs more than 4,000 people at its Arlington plant, and it's in the middle of a billion-dollar expansion. Mayor Jeff Williams said the new supplier park is just another win for his city.
It enables us to redevelop a piece of property that was no longer economically viable, transforming an old mall site into a logistics center that is projected to generate $151 million in taxable sales and purchases over the next decade.
Several Arlington officials were on hand for the announcement. Also in attendance was Senator Ted Cruz, who crowed about jobs and the Texas economy.
You know, Texans like to buy SUVs. We buy a lot of them. And it makes Texans very, very happy that those SUVs are built here in Texas by Texans.
The Arlington City Council approved more than $13 million in tax incentives over the next 10 years to help get the development built. Construction is expected to be completed in 2018. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.